You're listening to SBS News.
While COVID-19 lockdowns have effectively slowed Australia's economy to a crawl, Melbourne plumber Emmanuel Algenavo has found his work has become particularly busy.
Because everyone's staying at home, people are putting things down drains that they shouldn't be doing. So I think it's been a lot of emergency work that's come through. So look, everybody's at home, everybody's using more water, using more sewage, using, you know, utilities and everything like that. Kids are at home too.
So much so, the small business owner has had to expand his operations.
From the month of March, we've actually put on two more people. So we've just had a bit of a boost in business. So we have decided to employ two more full-time employees. And prior to that, we were running a crew of just three people. Now we've run up to about five people altogether. So two apprentices and three qualified guys.
It's a positive employment story, but they're few and far between. And while the official labour force report shows a near 6,000 increase in the number of jobs created last month, Ernst & Young chief economist Joe Masters says the figures don't tell the full story of the virus impact.
This data is based on questions that ask you about your job and how many hours that you worked in the first 2 weeks of March. Now, if you cast your mind back, that feels like quite a long time ago. So to put it in perspective, that was before we had instigated restrictions on gatherings of more than 500 people, for example. So leaving the house at that point to go to work, to go to the shopping centre, to have a meal out at a restaurant was actually still the norm. So a lot of the job losses that we've seen occurred after that period. So the April data and the May data for the labour force will undoubtedly show job losses and a rise in unemployment.
According to the latest March statistics, the unemployment rate rose slightly to 5.2% from 5.1% in February. But the government is bracing for that to almost double. Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says the rate will get higher in the coming months, but not as rapidly as it would have done if a wage subsidy scheme hadn't been introduced.
The government is the first to acknowledge that the period does not reflect the impact of COVID-19. Yes, unemployment will peak in June at around 10%. Treasury have also been very, very clear. If the government had not implemented the JobKeeper payment, you would have seen unemployment peak much higher, in fact, at around 15%.
A 10% rate would mean about 1.4 million Australians out of work. The opposition says the latest figures also highlight long entrenched problems in the labour market, with a large number underemployed. It's called on the government to broaden the scope of the JobKeeper payment. Opposition employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says if the scheme isn't expanded to more casual workers, the jobless rate will be much worse in coming months.
We passed the legislation, but the legislation provides the Treasurer to change the application to apply to those casual workers, and we would ask the government, indeed ask the Treasurer, to use his powers that have been provided to him by way of the Parliament to broaden the application to cover those workers. Otherwise, unemployment is going to go up and up and up.
The big challenge ahead for small businesses, even those doing well like Emmanuel Algenavo's, is to hold on to their staff during unprecedented economic uncertainty. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.